Come, my little ones, gather around. It's that time again.
I wonder what we're gonna learn today. I bet it's something exciting.
Shh. It's starting.
Assalamu alaikum and welcome to the Butterfly Corner. A special welcome to those listening on Medium Wave 1548 and also those listening on audio streaming on our website. Not forgetting our satellite listeners, so put your radios a little louder and listen closely, because every story has a lesson that will inshallah teach you something small that you'll remember forever and use as you're growing up.
Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah. Love for you, Allah, beyond infinity. My love for you, Allah, beyond infinity. I feel it deep inside, this emptiness and pride. When I'm doing wrong, not following your way, I look up to the sky, see the clouds so high. I wonder what's above, beyond stars. Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah. Fill me with your love, fill my heart with peace. Fill me with your love, fill my heart with peace. Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah. Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah. My love for you, Allah, beyond infinity. My love for you, Allah, beyond infinity. I feel the sense of peace when I call out to you, oh Allah. The sun is what I've become, so very ashamed. All those things I've done which did not please you, all those many things I didn't mean to. Allahu Allah.
My little ones, for the month of Ramadan, inshallah, we're going to be visiting the different schools. Hood Hood, are you excited to see the school we're going to visit today? No, Hood Hood, I'm not going to tell you. It's going to be a surprise. But I promise you it will be worth the wait. Butterflies, are we visiting your school today? Come on, get ready. Count with me. 3, 2, 1.
And yeah!
Today, butterflies, we're at the Auckland Park Academy of Excellence. We have our little butterflies with us. We have our little Hood Hood with us too. Hood Hood, are you enjoying the little butterflies and all the amazing stories for the beautiful month of Ramadan?
Yes, yes, I am. It's so much fun. And who are we speaking to today?
Today, we have a little boy with us. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum salam.
And what's your name?
Muhammad Rifat Kabir.
And how old are you?
13, turning 14.
Wow, turning 14. And tell me, what's the name of your story today?
Mad About Cricket.
Okay, go ahead.
The caretaker of the madrasa was addressing the students, saying, "Dear children, what I'm about to tell you, that together with your studies, you must also be concerned about your health and fitness. You should all therefore take part in some sport or exercise. However, just as you would stay away from sin, you must also stay away from wasteful sports and games. Beneficial sports are swimming, archery, wrestling, and for one's protections in these times, judo and karate. There must of course be no harm to your deen when doing any of this. I hope that you will all do as you've been told." All of the students loudly echoed, "Inshallah." The caretaker then left the hall. Just like the other boys, Munib quickly packed his books in his bag, made salam, and went out of the gate. His mind was still reeling about the stern manner in which the caretaker had condemned Cricket. Whereas he was always a very lenient man, his sternness was very surprising. As he crossed the main road, Munib was astonished to see so little traffic. In fact, the shops had closed earlier than usual, and the shopkeepers who were there were more interested in watching their television screens than attending to the customers. People were crowded in the restaurants and public places to watch television. Only when he overheard people talking did Munib realize Pakistan was playing the cricket semi-final. And it was that that captivated everyone's attention. Because he had never taken any interest in cricket, Munib did not know about the match until today. He was soon on his way to the masjid for Isha when he saw a page of newspaper lying on the ground. When he bent to pick it up, the words Ya Allah came out of his mouth. He realized there was a picture of a living thing on the page. He closed his eyes as he picked it up, because as a student of the deen, he knew it was not permissible to draw pictures of living things, and that it was without necessity, it was also not permissible to look at them. He therefore placed his fingers over the part of the page, and when he slowly opened his eyes, he saw that his fingers was really on the place where the picture was, and it was not clear at all. He then took out his pen and scribbled all over the people. And when he looked at it again, he could see a green stadium packed with spectators. Although he could not see the proper picture, Munib noticed that an old man with a white beard was wearing the clothing of cricketers, and judging by his waving arms and movements of his body, Munib was amazed to note that an old man was actually dancing. He could not believe how a Muslim man of that age could actually be disgracing himself in such a way. It then struck him that he had heard about an old man who always followed the cricket team about, but until now, Munib never had given it any thought. Why should an old man like that be dancing and making a fool of himself? What is the matter with him? Munib's mind then answered, cricket, the madness of cricket, the love of cricket. The caretaker's words then echoed in Munib's mind. I am making it clear that as television and video games destroys a person's life in the world and the akhirah, so does cricket. Cricket also destroys your character and the deeny education that you have. It is therefore evil that you must stay away from. Picturing the old man dancing with a white beard covering his chest and his hands stretched out in the air made Munib cry as he said, O Allah, guide the Muslim Ummah, how we have disgraced ourselves. He now understood what the caretaker had been saying. Dear children, let us be aware never to fall in the traps of the kufr.
Do you play cricket?
No.
Why? I play really good cricket, better than Hashim Amla.
Okay.
Do you play soccer?
Can't play at the moment.
Why?
I fractured my ankle, fell off the bicycle. I was making a turn.
How you fell off a bicycle? Don't you know how to ride? Isn't your mommy put for you training wheels on the sides? Oh, shame. Sorry. I also ride a bicycle. I ride really fast. When you get better and your leg gets better, will you ride with me?
Okay, promise.
You know, Muslims don't break their promises. We know as good Muslims, we not allowed to break our promises.
I won't break my promise.
Okay, let's go read some Quran together, and then we don't have to feel bad that we can't play outside, okay?
Okay.
Smile with your father, smile with your brother, smile with your sister, smile all the time, cause Allah is kind. Smile. If at times you feel you wanna cry, and life seems such a trial, above the clouds there is a bright blue sky, so make your tears a smile. As you travel on life's ways, with its many ups and downs.
Unfortunately, we've come to the end of another program of the Butterfly Corner. It's sad to leave, but it gives us time to find more wonderful and interesting stories for you. So, my little ones, I hope you enjoyed listening and learning the fun way on Radio Islam, your international station. Until next time, ila liqa, ma assalam. We've come to the end of another exciting learning episode. But we'll be back. Join me again next time. Don't forget to practice what you've learned today. And remember, you can email your comments
to Zineera at RadioIslamLive.com. That's Zineera.